Good morning to you, and good morning to Linda McGee, who's the head of human resources at Randox. Linda, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Linda, just for people who are listening to the program, apart from sponsoring the Grant National, what else does Randox do?
Well, at Randox, we research and develop and manufacture diagnostic solutions and the platform to run them on. So we're quite a large recruiter here in Northern Ireland, and that would be across STEM subjects and also business and finance as well, and administration.
Yes, the science, the technology, the maths, all of that, this is what you want to promote. Now, you wanted actually to have a word with me, or indeed to have a word with the public about an initiative that encourages men and women to get back into work. And I suppose it's particularly women to get back into work after career breaks. What is this initiative?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's estimated that in the UK, there's around 427,000 women who are wanting to get back into the workforce. And if we were able to place those women, it's estimated that that would boost the UK economy by about £1.7 billion. So it's a very worthwhile initiative. And at Randox, certainly we recognise that people take a career break for a number of reasons, both men and women, but as you say, probably more commonly women. And, you know, that gap in your CV does not have to be seen as a barrier, because while you're off doing whatever it is you're doing, you're picking up other life skills, and those skills are very beneficial to employers. So the idea behind this scheme is to try and encourage men and women who have taken a career break to return. And it's aimed really at candidates who have been outside the workforce for 3 years or more. And we recognise that, I think particularly in STEM subjects, we've got science and technology, people can view that that moves on terribly quickly and perhaps feel that they don't have the skills that are required any longer. But you have that interest and you have that base skill. So at Randox, we're very happy and prepared to work with these candidates and build up their confidence in returning to work, but also their skills as well.
Are you talking about people who are well qualified or someone with five GCSEs?
Well, really, I mean, it is the STEM area that we're looking particularly at, but it applies across the board because, as I said at the start of our conversation, we do employ across the board. So whilst we are a science and technology firm and we're very keen to get that talent back to work, we also employ right across the board. We employ around 1,400 people, and 400 of those are scientists and engineers. So that really tells you how many other roles there are outside of that. So this really is aimed at everybody, although probably primarily within the STEM category.
So it would be best if you had A-levels in maths or a degree in something relevant to science and technology?
Absolutely, absolutely, yes.
Now, I see your programme includes a six-month internship, mentor scheme, in-house training and flexible working options. I balk sometimes when I see that term internship, because it strikes me like a term like apprenticeship that suggests to me that there isn't very much money for getting involved in this.
No, these will be well-paid, qualified jobs. I mean, the people coming into them, they'll be paid at the competitive rate for their qualifications. The idea behind calling it this six-month programme is really to enable the person to get that confidence back within that set time period. We are, of course, hoping that they remain with us, and they will remain in very competitive salaried paid jobs.
And why are you targeting people who previously worked and who you're luring back into the workplace, as opposed to looking for the university graduates?
Well, we target across the board, but we're a small island here at the end of the day, and there's a really strong talent pool out there. And at Randox, we run a number of initiatives. So we work with universities and schools. We run an apprenticeship program also. We run a graduate program, and we also target experienced people. So we recruit across the board. So it's not that we're focusing on this and not focusing on anything else. This is an additional new initiative at Randox, and we're certainly terribly excited to really try and tap into this pool of people. To be honest, really, we've been doing this all along at Randox. It's probably just now that we're putting a bit of a label on it and giving it a name. But certainly, we have never really viewed a gap in a CV as a barrier, and we judge each candidate on their merit. And, you know, at interview, we will discuss what they've done during their gap, what they've learnt by that. And all of those skills are very valuable to us, so we don't ignore anything here.
How many Randox returners do you need?
Well, really, there's no cap on it, so to speak. We're always employing. Our recruitment is quite a large recruitment machine. We have increased our staff numbers by about 15% in the last 2 years. 23% of that was in R&D. So we're recruiting all the time, and there's no real fixed number on it. If the candidates are good, we'll give them a go.
Is there a suggestion here that you're losing staff to competitors overseas, or you're losing the staff as part of the brain drain?
Well, there always has been a brain drain here, and you know, at Randox we have always really challenged ourselves to get the name out there. You know, let graduates and just the general workforce know that there are good quality jobs, good quality qualified jobs here in Northern Ireland. And so we're constantly battling against that brain drain, and certainly particularly in the engineering sector. Our statistics for engineering are actually reasonably impressive, in that we employ 15.8% of our engineers are actually female, but bearing in mind that only 9% of the people studying engineering are female. So we've always been bucking the trend, so to speak, but you do always have to keep very active, make sure you get your name out there, and really try and attract the good quality candidates and prevent them from leaving. We need that in our economy. We need the good jobs here.
So if your speciality is in science, technology, engineering or mathematics, that's your background, mm-hmm. and you're keen and you're thinking, gosh, I would love to get back into the workplace, or I've been somewhere and it hasn't worked out and Randox might be an option for me. How do they express an interest?
Well, if you go onto our website and go to the recruitment page and then click on the returners section, that will give you all of the information that you need to be able to apply.
Okay. Linda, thanks for using us as a platform. But if it gets someone a decent job, then we're steering people in the right direction. Lovely speaking to you.
Absolutely. You too, Frank. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's Linda McGee, who's the head of human resources at Randox. Maybe that's the company, big company, that's just waiting to employ you.